He could, without much difficulty, get along in the academy, where there were only two or three boys of his own class to laugh at him, but now he had to go into a large recitation room filled with students from all parts of the country. In the presence of all these, he must rise and recite to a professor. Poor fellow, he paid dearly for his idleness. You would have pitied him if you could have seen him trembling in his seat, every moment expecting to be called upon to recite. And when he was called upon, he would stand up and take what the class called a dead set. That is, he could not recite at all. Sometimes he would make such ludicrous blunders that the whole class would burst into a laugh. Such are the applauses an idler gets. He was wretched, of course. He had been idle so long that he hardly knew how to apply his mind to study. All the good scholars avoided him. They were ashamed to be seen in his company. He became discouraged and gradually grew dissipated. The officers of the college were soon compelled to suspend him. He returned in a few months, but did no better, and his father was then advised to take him from college. He left college, despised by everyone. A few months ago I met him, a poor wanderer, without money and without friends. Such are the wages of idleness. I hope every reader will from this history take warning and stamp improvement on the wings of time.